Okay, I'm going to talk about the minor scales, the natural minor scale, the harmonic minor scale, and the melodic minor scale. Now, the minor scale, we're going to use as an example A minor. And the first five notes are the same for all three forms. It's the sixth and seventh degrees. Here's the sixth and the seventh of natural minor. Here's natural minor. Okay, the letter names we just played were A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and A on a piano, all white keys. So that's our starting scale, A natural minor. And using that scale, you have a nice family of chords. You've got an A minor chord, a G chord, an F chord. When you get down to an E chord, it's an E minor chord if you use the notes of natural minor. Composers like to use the E major chord and also combine that with A minor. So when you change the G to G sharp, which is required to make the E minor to E major, you also be changing the scale to the harmonic form. Here's A harmonic minor. So the seventh scale degree is one half step higher than it was in natural minor. Here's natural minor. Here's harmonic minor. Now the notes of A harmonic minor, A, B, C, D, E, F, G sharp, A. Now there's a big jump between the sixth and the seventh. 1.5 steps, larger than most of the scales had half steps and whole steps. This is 1.5 steps. So some composers wanted to change that part of it, make the sixth raised also compared to the natural minor form or the harmonic minor form, and a new scale was created, melodic minor. This time, when comparing it to natural minor, both the sixth and the seventh are raised. So it's just like a major scale of the same letter name, A major, except, very importantly, it's a minor scale. It's the third is minor, and the rest of it, just like the A major scale, so it's got a raised sixth and a raised seventh. In this key, those notes, A, B, C, D, E, and F sharp, the raised sixth, and G sharp, the raised seventh. Okay, so here's the three forms, one after another, so you can hear them and the difference. Remember, the difference is only in the sixth and seventh scale degrees. A natural minor, A harmonic minor, and A melodic minor. Now, when you come down the scale, you generally use the same notes. Many times in a classical theory book, they'll talk about melodic minor as having an ascending form, and then on the way down, a descending form. In that case, the descending form is really the same as natural minor. If you look at the music, especially a Bach, you can find many examples where the music's coming down, but the notes of the melodic minor, the ascending form, so-called, are still being used. It turns out that it really depends on whether you're using your scale to harmonize an E major chord, in this case, or an A minor chord, or some other different chord. So once again, A natural minor, A harmonic minor, and A melodic minor. I'll use the same form up and down first. Jazz music would often use it that way. and other applications to that same scale. And in classical music theory books, you'll find this ascending melodic minor and descending, which is really natural minor coming down. Now the difference is in the sixth and seventh scale degrees. And if you add up all the possibilities, the F natural, which is the sixth of a natural minor, and then the F sharp, which you get from the melodic minor scale, and then the G natural, which you get from natural minor, and then the G sharp, which you get from the harmonic minor and melodic minor scales, you have, and then of course up to the A, you have this chromatic passage from the root descending down all the way to the fifth. And a lot of music in minor might make advantage of that, take advantage of that. All through the centuries, lots of minor compositions using that descending chromatic passage. Million sellers and all. A little bit about the minor scales.